Hey everyone, welcome to the Texas Outlaw Running Talk Show. This is your host, Briston Raines. I'm the founder, owner, and Texas Division Race Director here at Texas Outlaw Running. This episode you're about to listen to is known as Shooting the Bull. Shooting the Bull episodes release every Monday, and we shoot the bull about running, fitness, and life itself. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a rating. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy this show of us shooting the bull. What's up, Asher Hamlin?
What's up, Briston Raines? Doggone.
What's up, viewers, listeners, podcasters? How y'all doing? Oh, wait. We can't hear them yet. The only way we can hear them is when they message us after the podcast.
People been saying anything lately?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so, man.
It was kind of surreal. I opened up Apple Podcasts yesterday and I see my name. First thing I saw, I didn't even see the logo of the podcast. I saw my name, and then it was like Asher's engagement. And I was like, took me like half a second. But I was like, oh, we talked about it on Shooting the Bull. I was like, holy moly, somebody made a podcast about it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. That's funny. I forgot what I titled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Asher, your podcast famous now, man.
Yeah,
I haven't checked any of the ratings or anything recently. I think we got a couple more ratings. So, you know, if y'all do enjoy this podcast, keep leaving us ratings. We're at 23 five stars. That's pretty dang good. That's like really awesome, actually. I haven't seen that many before. 23. That's pretty good. I like that.
Thank you guys for listening in every week and giving us good ratings. That makes me feel good too. Not only Briston, makes me feel good too.
Yeah, it's cool to look at that and see that. Yeah, anyways. So I recently had this pretty wild idea, but it scares me to do it. Kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit and see if I should do it or see. I don't even know mentally if I'm even there to do it, man. My mental game is kind of just, I don't know. Little all over the place. So I had this idea of doing, I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want anybody to steal my idea, but I wanted to film it and put it on YouTube because I know it'd go viral. But basically it's like doing something for 24 hours. I'm not going to say what it is, but I've never done anything physical for 24 hours straight. I've race directed for like 36 hours straight, but never have I done like the longest endurance run I've ever done was like 7-8 hours, you know. So it scares me to jump from basically running 36 miles a week in the gym 2 hours a week to boom 24 hours. Kind of scares me a little bit. I got the stuff to do it. I mean, I bought some of it because I was pretty dead set on it, but I don't know, man, it scares me. And not only does it scare me, but I really don't have the desire to want to do it right now. I don't know. It's just where I'm at.
So why is it like you're thinking about it and it's a possibility?
Just because the only thing I was thinking about is if I were to do this thing, whatever it is, I'll tell you. But okay. If I were to do it, I would be able to reach a lot of people with it, and it would be really powerful to be able to reach a lot of people with my idea I'm thinking of. And it'd reach everybody in a good way. It would impact people in a very big way, including myself. The mental space scares me because what I'm doing for 24 hours, I'm going to be kind of going around my town doing it. And I don't know, man. I was thinking about it yesterday and I was like, it's going to be hard for me to stay present with where I am in life right now. Like, I'm going to be out there 3 hours in and think, oh, I got like 21 hours left. And you can't can't be like that when you're doing stuff like that. You know, you got to be in a good mental space going into it. This is I'm scheduled to do this in 2 weeks because I want to do it while it's still cold outside. I don't want to do it while it's hot because then my body's just going to shut down. It's not going to be good. So I want to do it when it's colder outside. So I don't know, man. I'm battling. I don't know. I feel like I used to have more of a fire and pep in my step when it came to doing hard stuff when I was like 17, 18, 19. But now, well, you know, I'm almost 22, about to have a kid. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm kind of thinking about more important things, if that makes sense. I'm thinking about, you know, providing for the family and being a present father. And so the good thing is, like, if this thing that I'm doing, it would probably take off viral, and that would probably help us in a lot of areas. But I don't know, man. Mentally, right now, I'm pretty weak. That's what I'm saying. So with that being said, Asher, where are you at mentally? And if you're mentally strong, well, some tips you can give me.
I don't think I'm at the strongest point I've ever. I don't think that's true, actually. I think right now there are limits that I'm reaching, and I'm able to push against them daily. And like, you know, so many obstacles have been put in my way over these last 6 months of change that, you know, I've seen my limits. I've seen where I'm limited. And I've seen where I've butted up against that wall of my limits, or what I think my limits are, and how I myself have reacted to them. And so I think you know, when you're talking about mental headspace and like your mentality towards some of those things that you're butting up against. I listened to Chad Wright yesterday talk about, I don't know if you listen to the same podcast, but.
Dude,
I listen to him.
You know, I listen to this. It's like, you know, I listen to the same podcast.
Well, yeah, you listen to 3 to 7. So he put out like a little short 10, 12 minute video about the lies that we tell ourselves and the fact that we're all created in the image of God, and that like self depreciation and our thought about, oh, I'm not going to be able to do that. It's so anti what, you know, what the image of God is all about. I mean, he's the creator of the universe. We are creators, and we're supposed to be. So just like you are not supposed to go and like, not blaspheme, but talk negatively about another person. Like, that's biblical. We should do the same thing for ourselves. We shouldn't talk negatively about ourselves. So if you're, you know, meeting these walls, your response should never be, I don't have that ability. I don't have that. I can't do that. I'm not capable of doing that. I'm not in a place where I'm able to overcome this obstacle. That, in a way, to me, and this is where I've had like a big mindset shift, is that's negative. That's negative to talk about your abilities and like the gifts that God wants to give you. And I'm not saying you're going to be able to, you know, immediately go break a 4 minute mile, or, you know, immediately go sub 18 hours in a 100 miler or something. But, you know, sometimes it's not about those time goals or those ability goals. Sometimes it's just about at least pursuing it, being like, I might be capable of doing 24 hours of whatever you're doing. Yeah. Let me go figure out if I am. I might be capable of starting a new business. Let me go figure out if I am. But it's scary. You know, that's that unknown that I think everybody deals with. And is like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, I don't know what that period of time, I don't know what this next 24 hour endeavor, whatever you're talking about, is going to look like. It could be really good, or it could be really bad. It could not go viral, and I could have just wasted my time. It could go viral and, you know, great, but
it's not more so viral. It's just Like, even if it doesn't go viral, it's just the fact of doing it. It's like,
Okay.
for example, like someone's first 100-mile race. It's like that. Like, but this is a what I'm doing is a little bit different than a 100-mile race. I'd say it's probably equally challenging. But there's not running involved. Let me just put it this way. It's heavy carrying something for 24 hours.
He's rocking.
Kinda, not really, but kinda. We can say that. Yeah, and so I don't know, man. It's yeah, I'm honestly kind of at the point to where it's like, all right, we got the date scheduled. Let's just do it. And I got it planned for like a Sunday evening going into the next Monday evening. So that way I can like go through the night and during the day, I'm going through the day. But I'm kind of like thinking it to where, if it gets to that day, weather's okay. As long as it's not like, something life-threatening, just go out there and give it a try and see if I can do it.
See what happens. And for all the listeners that are wondering what Briston's doing, I'm also just as much in the dark. I have no idea what he's talking about. So I got no idea
It
what you're
would
talking about,
release, if I were to do it, the video will release on my personal YouTube channel like March 31st, April 1st, somewhere around there. Yeah. And I have like a week and a half to train for this thing, which I guess my whole life has been training for it, really. So.
I was gonna say, if it's like physical, I don't know how much training you'll be able to get in between now and then.
Yeah, I'll need to
But like
throw this into the
actually,
YouTube video. I need to save this clip of us talking about it. Yeah, so anyways, but I think I'm gonna do it. I already told Carly, like it's on the calendar. I mean, it'd
yeah.
it'd be cool. Anyways, I think that's good. I don't know. Yesterday I was kind of like, oh, it scares me. I'm gonna do it. I woke up this
Yeah.
morning and I was like, oh, that scares me.
Yep.
But yeah, dude. But
So, bro, I've been thinking about the month of October a lot lately.
oh yeah, it's gonna be hard
So,
for you race directing.
the month of October is gonna be insane, y'all, because like we talked about a couple podcasts ago, I've accepted the RD position for Texas Outlaw. So in October, Briston will not only be having a child, or Carly will, sorry, not Briston.
Yeah,
But
I will be too.
you will, yeah, it will be your child, but you won't be physically going through it. So not only is the main dude, main slice, Briston Raines, not going to be, present for all the races, and I'll be doing that on my own. But tentatively, I've planned for that first weekend of October to do the Arkansas Traveler 100. And so it's going to be back to back to back to back
Hold the crap out
weekends
here.
of just pure suffering and like hard work. And honestly, I'm here for it. And so in that same vein, like, how do you prepare? And I'm thinking about the 100 miler, just the 100 miler. Like, how do I prepare my mind to be like, I'm gonna go do this hard thing, and then I'm gonna have three hard things after that. It's gonna be awesome. I'm super pumped for it. I've been thinking about it a lot, like with excitement and anticipation, and no nervousness yet. I mean, not that I wouldn't be nervous anyways, but
Hey, dude, I wish I could be there to pace you, dude.
that's what I'm saying, man.
I'm probably gonna be in a hospital somewhere.
And that would be a true joy. I get to the finish line and I get to call you and tell you I finished, and you're like, well, as a celebration. Oh, by the way, everybody, am I allowed to say this on the podcast? The due date.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't think it would matter that much. Briston and Carly's due date is on my birthday. So Briston could give me the best present, as Uncle Asher. But we'll see. We'll see. Due dates tend to, you know, fluctuate. So,
yeah.
But anyways.
Dang, gosh, you're going to run 100 miles and have a new nephew or niece.
Yeah, son. Yeah.
And then have three races raced right back to back to back to back.
October's going to be insane, man. That's going to be awesome.
You'll probably be married around that time too, huh?
Yeah, I hope so. So that'll be, it'll just be change after change after change after change. And
so she'll be probably tagging along with you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really, yeah, we'll see what she's doing for school and all that. But yeah.
She just needs to go all online or something, bro.
Yes. Well, we've been talking about it, and she might try to do a, this is so off topic, but for everybody listening, so you have some insight into our personal lives. Mackenzie might try to do a, abroad, study abroad program over the summer so she can knock out the rest of her classes and take like one online class in August and she'd be done. So
that'd be helpful for both of us.
Yeah. We'll see what the Lord wills, but yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have you in Texas, not having to fly you out.
Agreed.
Let's see. Yeah, we're about almost at our time limit right now. Speaking of, real quick before we hop off, speaking of failure, I just released this card game, and I've been like running ads, making content, sending stuff to influencers, and as of right now, we are not going to hit our goal if we continue at the same rate we are. We're trying to raise $10,000 in 30 days. Right now, we're at like 1,400, and we have 25 days left. So based off that, like, we're not gonna hit our goal. We need 300 a day to hit our goal. But you know, I was thinking about it, man. I was like, well, if this fails, I was like, it's not the end of the world. You know, like, I worked on it for a year and a half, and I'm pretty passionate about it, and I hope it does well. And it'd be cool to say that I had a fully funded Kickstarter campaign. That's sure. Not always, you know, promised. And if I fail in front of everybody, that's okay. Because guess what? I put this out in front of the whole world. And if I don't hit my goal, everybody's going to see it. But that's okay. So I'm not too worried
about
it.
It's all good.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, if I go out and try to do this thing and I fail for whatever reason, I can be like, all right, let's go try some other time, you know? So.
Right.
It's always good to kind of look at it that way, I guess. Yeah. And I know if I tell people, then I have to do it. So I haven't really told anybody exactly what it is, except like two people. So sorry, Asher.
It's all right.
I'll text it to you after. But all right.
Okay.
With that being said, thanks for listening to the Shooting the Bull podcast. If you have anything you want us to talk about, email us, TexasOutlawRunning@gmail.com, and continue to leave 5-star ratings. I like them. I think they look good. 26 5 stars. That's fantastic. Thank y'all for that. But we'll see y'all next Monday on Shooting the Bull. Asher.
Happy trails, y'all.
Happy trails, y'all. See y'all later.